Yo, what up? This is D Knight, and you're listening to the Pro and the Interaction Podcast. I have returned. Your boy is back. It is pocket party time, so I'm here solo, but of course the girls will be back in due time. And if you enjoyed those couple of episodes with our new co-host, Tara Dublin, make sure you go ahead and hit her up on the Twitter at Tara Dublin Rocks. You know, make her feel welcome. Show her some appreciation. Welcome her to the Par and Pie family. And hopefully with her help, we'll be able to do some big things over the course of the next year, heading into the 2024 election. And as per the usual, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Sheets and Giggles. My man Colin McIntosh, the CEO, hooked us up with an incredible set of sheets and eye masks. And we got some fantastic, some fantastically cute t-shirts to tell us how good we are in bed. We got to model those for the people one of these days. But yeah, make sure you check out sheetsandgiggles.com. Pick you up a set today. I know the holiday season is over, but you can still treat yourself. Treat yourself. But yeah, Holy Fork and Shirt Balls, we had a lot going on this week. You know, the obvious place where we should probably start is the New Hampshire primary, baby. Because boy, oh boy, was that a surprise. And I know what you're thinking. Trump beat Nikki Haley in the New Hampshire primary. How was that a surprise? Well, that's because you're thinking of the wrong candidate. I want to take a second to talk about Joe Biden's performance in New Hampshire. And of course, Joe Biden won the New Hampshire Democratic primary, even though in terms of seeking the nomination, the delegates from this primary don't count. And again, I know what you're saying. Well, Joe Biden's the fucking president, bro. Like, whoop-de-doo, surprise, surprise, he won the New Hampshire primary. What's the big deal? Well, there are two important facts to note when talking about the way Joe Biden performed in New Hampshire on Tuesday. One, he beat Dean Phillips and Marianne Williamson, who I didn't even know was still alive. Kudos to you for still being with us. He beat both of them by a bigger margin than Donald Trump beat Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Two, Joe Biden wasn't even on a goddamn ballot. And more people came out to vote for Joe Biden as a write-in candidate than I think President Obama received in 2012 when he was an incumbent and was on the ballot and was running unopposed. So the whole media narrative, you'll hear this a lot of places, even though it's total nonsense and based on, I don't know, vibes maybe. You'll hear this media narrative that no one wants Trump. No one wants Biden because, you know, they want to equate the two. They do the both sides-ism. It gets endlessly old. I'm sure you're familiar with it at this point, as much as we call it out on this podcast. But every single time the media decides to try and present this narrative to you and make you feel as though Joe Biden isn't popular or doesn't have the support of the Democratic Party or the nation at large, voters turn out and prove them to be completely wrong. Completely wrong. And you have evidence of it at every single turn. The 2020 election, Joe Biden blew Trump away by nearly 7 million votes. And Trump was an incumbent with the power of the White House, with the bully pulpit. Biden ate his ass up. 2022, oh, you know, the red wave. The red wave is coming. It's going to be a disaster. Republicans are going to win back all these seats in Congress and in states, state houses and governorships all across the net. Wrong. Should never happen. Red wave never materialized. Calling it a red mirage is being kind. Like, the mirage was created by the media of their own accord. 2023 special elections all across the United States, in both red and blue states, Democrats ran away with numerous special elections in places that the media didn't even believe it was possible for Democrats to win. It's 2024, primary time, and the media loves to present you with these polls showing, you know, Trump potentially winning a 2024 rematch because they need to prop him up, to be honest. Like, Trump brings in the ratings, of course. Like, I don't have a problem with the media talking about Trump. Just tell the truth about him. Just tell the truth. That's all you got to do. But yeah, they like to show you the polls that say Trump is ahead. Notice how they never comment on polls once Biden has a lead. So that's one thing to note. But yes, 2024 primary, actual voters show up. Oh, look at that. It's like the media was lying to you the entire time. But one thing to note about the polls in the Republican Party primary, a lot of polls had Trump leading Nikki Haley by upwards of 20, 25, 27 points, right? Well, as it turns out, the polling was off in the Republican primary as well, because Trump only won 54% of the vote. And in a general election, yeah, you get 54% of the vote, you kicked ass. In a Republican primary, given that, you know, right-wing media treats Trump like he's an incumbent. I mean, they've spent 4 years brainwashing their fucking audience, well, nearly 4 years brainwashing their fucking audience that Trump won the 2020 election. In their minds, he's basically the president. And he can barely knock off Nikki Haley. And unlike Joe Biden, Trump was actually on the ballot. It wasn't a fucking write-in campaign where you have to, like, go out of your way to show your support for President Biden. Like, Trump, his name's right there. All you got to do, fill in the circle or hit the button, Trump's name next to it. It's not some huge endeavor. But I think the most important noteworthy takeaway from that is that there are a lot of Republicans and independents out there who are looking for another choice besides Donald Trump. And the media took the opportunity, and I just hate talking about these motherfuckers endlessly. I know you're sick of me saying the media sound like Trump. The radical left media. But anyway, the media took the opportunity to paint Trump's win in New Hampshire as some kind of like runaway, right? Oh, you know, he ran away with it. He totally destroyed Nikki Haley. She's probably going to drop out. Yet, Joe Biden got a larger percentage of votes in the Democratic Party than Trump did in the Republican Party. And you don't even hear any mention of that. But that's okay. It's totally fine. That's why I exist, to give y'all the real shit. Because you can't trust these dudes in an election year. They are more beholden to their bottom line than actually telling you the facts. And I guess to some degree I can kind of understand that. You know, maybe if I could come out here and tell you some bullshit and make $1 billion, I would give it a shot. Probably not, man. Look, you know, I'm not in this for the dollars, I suppose. If I could make like $1 billion telling you the lies, but I can make $100 million telling you the truth, well, I'd be like, $100 million is plenty, and at least I can respect myself and sleep at night. Luckily, that's a choice I don't have to make. I can just come out here and be real with y'all every day. But you know who can't be real with y'all? Nikki fucking Haley. So as weak as Donald Trump is, given the results of the New Hampshire primary, she still lost. Yet it was quite ironic how it appeared as though after losing the New Hampshire primary on the back of losing the Iowa caucus, she appeared to come out here and give a victory speech. And, you know, of course, Trump didn't take too fondly to that, because even in victory for Trump, there is no such thing as grace. After his victory in the hard-fought New Hampshire primary, Trump proceeded to rail into his political opponents in the GOP, going after Ron DeSantis, even though Ron DeSantis dropped out and gave Trump his endorsement. Also going after Nikki Haley, rather upset that she's continuing to challenge him in the GOP primary, you know, because every woman who doesn't do exactly what Trump wants and submits to him and promises him their fealty, in his mind, that's like an affront to his manhood or something. You know, this is the type of the type of behavior we see from insecure men who can't get every single little thing they want to go their way. They lash out. Like, bro, fucking relax. Take a chill pill. You know, call Ronnie Jackson up. I heard he got some good shit for you. Well, to be fair, like considering Trump once accused, well, on multiple occasions, accused Joe Biden of taking performance-enhancing drugs because Biden can complete a sentence. unlike Trump here, who can't even remember like who he's running against in the GOP primary, whether it's Nikki Haley or Nancy Pelosi. Maybe it's because both of their names start with N. I don't know. Like, just to get through one of these speeches for Trump, because I assume everything is a confession, he's probably the one taking performance enhancing drugs. But we'll get back to that in just a moment. Yeah, even in defeating Nikki Haley, he threatened her, saying that if she doesn't drop out, she'll be investigated for things that she doesn't want to talk about. And, you know, the Trumpy voice, she'll be investigated for things she doesn't want to talk about, and all that crazy shit. You know, this is hilarious, dude. Like, I'm enjoying watching Nikki Haley get a taste of their own medicine. They kowtowed to this dude for years, knowing he was fucking insane. But because he was doing all of this wild shit and attacking Democrats, they were like, great. Now that he's doing it against them, they're like, oh, actually, this is not so ideal, is it? Yeah, you're just lucky he's not behind in these primaries, or he'd be out here saying the GOP primary is rigged, which, by the way, it appears as though the Republican National Committee is passing around a resolution that they're hoping they can get enough votes on to just give Trump the nomination, like declare him the Republican primary candidate for 2024, foregoing the primary altogether, completely eliminating the opportunity for Republican voters to choose their candidate. You know, this is one of those instances in which I believe, you know, I would refer to this as rigging the election. Man, don't you love when Republicans use their own insane, underhanded tactics against themselves? Happy times. Now, I imagine, like, this resolution won't get enough votes, and it appears as though there's a post on Truth Social from Trump saying that he appreciates the RNC and their attempt to, well, look, I can just read it. While I greatly appreciate the Republican National Committee wanting to make me their presumptive nominee, and while they have far more votes than necessary to do it, I feel, for the sake of party unity, that they should not go forward with this plan, but that I should do it in the old-fashioned way, quote-unquote, and finish the process off at the ballot box. Thank you to the RNC for the respect and devotion you have shown me, Trump 2024. Now, a couple things about that. Obviously, if Trump was losing these fucking primaries, he'd absolutely be demanding that the RNC make him the fucking nominee, regardless of what the voters want, because Trump can't stand to lose. And not only can he not stand to lose, the last thing he can possibly have is another Republican beating him. And then two, I'm assuming that even though he does have the lead, if they had the votes to do it, they would do it. And Trump would welcome it. Because clearly, by the way, he's going off at Nikki Haley and threatening to have her investigated. You know, he clearly wants the nomination that bad. Like, he would take it. This is a fucking facade. This is just his way of admitting that it's not going to happen. But they're trying the shit. Yes, they are. Now, again, usually at this point, maybe a candidate would drop out, considering she's, you know, Nikki Haley in this case has lost Iowa, lost New Hampshire, and she appears to be 30 points underwater in her home state of South Carolina. How the fuck is that even possible? How are you the governor and you getting destroyed in your own state like this? And like, your initials are NH and you getting destroyed in NH like this. You know, maybe a candidate in this position in another time would, you know, concede the primary to the stronger candidate. But we're in a unique set of circumstances. Why is that? Because Trump has been criminally indicted on 91 counts in multiple jurisdictions. And not only that, he's also facing a number of civil trials where he could potentially lose his fucking businesses in New York. And he's also, as we speak, currently on trial in New York for defaming E. Jean Carroll by saying that he didn't rape her when in fact a jury found that he did and was liable for sexual assault and other things that he said about her. In fact, this is like the second defamation trial. He already lost the first one. And I guess, look, this is a weird thing. So this trial currently that's taking place in New York is about comments that he made about her while he was president, while the previous trial were comments that he made about her after he left office. But this trial got delayed, so the order's kind of all jumbled up. Just don't make a big deal out of it. It's not super important. More importantly, a dude facing this kind of legal jeopardy, both civil and criminal, is headed towards the GOP nomination. And even if he does get all the fucking votes in the pot, all the fucking votes possible in the GOP primary, that don't mean he's gonna necessarily be the nominee. Anything can happen. So there's, like, for instance, let's take the DC trial with the charges filed by Jack Smith in regards to Trump attempting to steal the 2020 election. That trial, while temporarily stayed, as we're waiting on a ruling from the Supreme Court about whether or not a president is immune from crimes, which, again, we've covered this. If the court ruled in the affirmative for Trump, it'd be fucking insane. That means President Biden could do whatever he wanted to. Clearly, they're not going to come away with that conclusion. But yes, we're waiting for that. Hopefully that ruling will be coming down the pike soon. We'll get that trial back on track. It was supposed to take place early in March. We'll likely get it sometime at the end of April, maybe early May at this point. But say that trial goes for a month, and at the end of that process, Trump is found guilty. Well, regardless of how many fucking votes Trump has received in the GOP primary, they're going to hold a convention and try and strip him of his status as the presumptive nominee. And how do you know that? Because you can just look at the polls. There are a number of Republican voters who already said that if Trump is convicted of a crime, he's not a viable presidential candidate. They're not going to vote for him. So the RNC isn't going to let a guaranteed loser who's also a convicted criminal, especially one who's convicted of trying to steal an election, they're not going to let that dude on the ballot. But what they would have to do is find a candidate who is viable. And obviously, Nikki Haley is remaining in the race to be that candidate should such a set of circumstances come to pass. In other words, it's a bitch move. She spent all this time not running against Trump, like not campaigning with the idea of beating Trump, but just like Republicans all over the country and all in Congress, like hoping that Democrats do her dirty work for her. Right. That's the game plan. She spent all this time not attacking Trump, basically kissing his ass, saying his policies were amazing and she'll support him. And if she happens to win the nomination and go on to become president, she'll give him a fucking pardon and everything. The whole shebang. Yet no matter what insane asinine behavior he engages in, even to the point of threatening her, she refuses to actually attack him in any substantive manner. I mean, you know, when he confused her with Nancy Pelosi, she did kind of basically call him brain dead. But I mean, like, whoop-de-doo, like, congratulations on pointing out the fucking obvious one time. Can you do a little bit more of that? Maybe, I don't know, spend all of your time treating the GOP primary like you're in a race against that guy. It might be helpful in case you want to win, instead of hanging around and not losing long enough for like the criminal justice system to do its part and get Trump up out of there. I mean, I guess there's also, again, like we're waiting on a ruling from the Supreme Court on whether or not Trump should be barred from the ballot for engaging in insurrection. Like, who knows when that ruling is going to come. And again, like, that case was teed up with language that appeals most to the conservative justices, right? Like, the way you read the 14th Amendment and the way the conservative Supreme Court justices tend to handle their jurisprudence in a fashion that typically revolves around reading the plain language of the Constitution and originalism, in which they interpret the law in the same context as the original framers, in this case, a post-Civil War U.S. Congress who was afraid that motherfuckers who just tried to overthrow the United States government would be out here trying to run for office. And in that case, if they won, they wouldn't have to overthrow the government. They would have control of the government. And like that Congress didn't like charge nobody with no fucking crimes. They ain't charge nobody with insurrection. The statute wasn't even invented yet. It wasn't even on the books. That was just like, yo, these dudes trying to overthrow the government. Get them the fuck off the ballot. Like, what are we doing here? And that was that. And such should be the case for Donald Trump, because we all watched January 6th happen live on television. We all saw it. We all watched it unfold with our own eyes. We all listened to the broadcast. We all saw the videos. We saw them again during the impeachment, not long thereafter. We saw them just endlessly. We've been watching these fucking videos of a violence unfolding at the Capitol, egged on by Trump, and watched as he sat in the fucking White House, hoping that it was somehow successful. And hours later, after they failed to find Congress, after they failed to find Mike Pence, after the fucking National Guard and the FBI showed up and got them motherfuckers up out of the building, that's when he was like, all right, kids, go home. I guess we're done here. Like, that guy should clearly be off the ballot. Clearly. And that's after a Colorado judge found that Trump did indeed engage in insurrection. The Colorado Supreme Court found that, yes, the 14th Amendment does apply to Trump. It applies to presidential candidates. Get his ass up out of here. And by the clear and plain language of the Constitution, you would expect that conservatives on the Supreme Court would be like, yeah, get his ass up out of here. But you can't count on that, because we got a number of those dudes who are being, you know, bought and paid for by right-wing billionaires who want their guy in office, whether he's insane or not, whether he'll destroy the country or not, because, you know, dollars are more important than the fucking end of our democracy to some of these people. I think it was Roy Wood Jr. that said this is what an NFT is like Clarence Thomas, like he's owned by Harlan Crow, but we can still see him. You know, in Trump's hand-picked cronies that he appointed to the court, like, we have no idea what the fuck they're going to do. And that is the real problem, right? Because the answer is clear and obvious, but we have no idea what the justices are going to do, because it's flat-out cronyism. And beyond that, you would think that, like, if you have a case pending before the Supreme Court where they're going to rule whether or not you're eligible to be on the election ballot because you engaged in insurrection, you would think maybe, just maybe, you might want to sit your ass down somewhere and chill the fuck out and not give them any ammunition. What did Trump do? Well, earlier today, with the situation in Texas, where Greg Abbott is using the National Guard to obstruct federal agencies from doing their job at the border, also in violation of an order from the Supreme Court, Trump decided that he was going to encourage all of the red states to send their National Guard to Texas in the event of some conflict between Texas and the federal government. You know what that sounds like to me? Conservative states taking their militias and preparing them for a conflict with the federal government. You know what that sounds like, don't you? You know what that sounds like, don't you? And that is exactly why the Supreme Court should take his ass off the ballot. And that concludes this episode of Pardon the Interaction.